welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. I am Laura Canfield, and today we have with us my good friend, Angela Strank. She's here with us to talk about how to affirm your way to success. And Angela's been with us before, and we always have such wonderful calls with wonderful wisdom and teachings and powerful processes. So again, today, Angela is going to lead us in a powerful meditative healing using affirmations to positively reframe your current life circumstances. We're going to discover how changing your beliefs can transform your world. We're going to learn about the power of affirmations in changing subconscious limiting beliefs. We're going to awaken more self-love and acceptance by using affirmations in the presence of high vibrational energy and understand why some affirmations don't work. So if you do not know Angela, she is a transformation expert specializing in subconscious belief change using high vibe energy. She's the founder of Meditative Healings, the White Light Healing Circle, the Dream Board Experience, and co-founder of Conscious Together. Angela is often referred to as the life changer. Using her gifts and talents, she helps clients move through major life challenges into successful outcomes. Her gentle, trusting nature, deep compassion, and intuitive gifts have touched the lives of many. And I'm so glad that Angela is here with us. We always, like I said, have a wonderful time on these calls with Angela because, you know, she does have the deep compassion. You know, she has that deep integrity as well. She really wants to be a service to all of the listeners right now on the call or listening later. And she comes from a place of, I would say, you know, knowing that this work works, right? So she walks her talk, and that's really important. And so please join me together in welcoming Angela to the show as we experience another profound experience with her, a profound guided process where we are going to transform our lives during the call today. So Angela, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back. And, you know, it was so wonderful to get on the phone at the beginning and talk to Caroline, who I had chatted with in the last time I was on your radio show. So it's just nice, those special connections that we make when we come on and share our wisdom and share our passion. So thanks for having me once again this season.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm excited to talk to you because we were just talking about how we use affirmations and how I also use affirmations in my healing work and how important they can be. And so I know today we're going to talk a little bit about the process of using affirmations and why and so on. And then we're going to do a guided process, the guided meditative healing, to walk us through and experience affirmations in that high vibe state. And we're also going to be taking some live caller questions, right? So we already have some hands raised, which is great. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A, and we will take some time to take some of these questions. So Angela, Let's talk about affirmations and how we can use them effectively, constructively to change some of our limiting beliefs, some of those blocks that have been really sabotaging our lives and not letting us create what we want and what we'd like to manifest.
Yeah, that sounds great. So we've all heard of the word affirmation, and probably there's not one person on this call who hasn't actually used affirmations, whether that's effectively or just, you know, tried them and they didn't seem to work for them. You know, in the work that I do, you know, my main work that I offer is doing subconscious belief change, and our beliefs come from our conditioning. And it's interesting, you know, that it's theorized that up to 80% of our personality is conditioned by the age of 8 years old. And then what we do is we go on into adult life and we relive this conditioning. It just has different faces and different experiences and places, but these beliefs get played out and get played out until we challenge them or we evolve past them. And so we all know what it's like to have a limiting belief that can get in our way. And affirmations are a powerful way to rewrite the subconscious in the limiting beliefs that we're holding. But the key is to understand how to do that. And the key is to understand how the subconscious works. So our subconscious is that aspect of the mind that is running our system. It's driving us. So it's what puts us into experiences where we play out the same thing over and over again. And then we ask ourselves, oh, why did I attract this? Well, something in the subconscious believes that you need to keep playing that out, or believes that you deserve whatever experience you're having. And it's because it's behind the scenes, we're not often aware of the actual belief that is playing out, but we are aware of similar patterns that we end up in. The great news is we don't need to understand necessarily the belief that's running, but we do need to understand how to use an affirmation to rewrite a pattern. So, for example, say you're in a situation where you automatically get really fearful working around an animal, and you may not understand what the actual fear is. You just experience fear. And you may not understand where it came from, so maybe it's conditioning that happened, you know, when you were 2 years old. You don't have the conscious level awareness of that event, but it doesn't matter. Your experience is very real. You're having this physiological response, and it's fear that's coming up about being around a certain kind of animal. So say, for example, a dog. So what we want to do is say, okay, so I know I have a fear, and I know it's very real for me. I have a physiological response, and I can't mentally override it. It's happening to me. So what you want to do is find an affirmation that actually will speak to that fear. So, for example, I am comfortable with all kinds of dogs, just as an example. But what we want to do is we don't want to use that affirmation when we're being triggered, because the reaction is always going to override that affirmation, because it's the subconscious mind. They suspect it's like a million times more powerful than the conscious mind. So at that state, when you're having that physiological response, your subconscious is in control because it's driving you to have this reaction. What you want to do is go, okay, I have this fear. It's very real for me. Whether it's valid or not does not matter. So I'm going to work with this using an affirmation when I'm in a good feeling state. When you're feeling good, so for example, I know for myself, I like to do affirmations when I go trail running. The reason why is because I feel amazing when I trail run. I love it. It's not exercise to me. It's pure passion. And during that time is when I will do affirmations around areas in my life that I want to improve or feel more confident in or whatever it may be. So for an example with the dog, you could be running and doing something that feels really good and gives you that good feeling. And when you're in that state, you're in what we call a higher vibrational state. And it is easier for an affirmation to go into the subconscious mind when we are in a higher vibrational state than it is when we are really, really low. So we all know what it's like to be down in the dumps. Have you ever tried to do an affirmation when you're down in the dumps? There's such a disconnect between the words that you're speaking and feeling so incredibly uncomfortable that it's like there's no bridge there. So you're saying the words, but there's no energy to back them up that actually meets with the state that you're currently in. So you were saying that you use these with your clients, right? And so what you're using is high vibrational energy, as do I when I work with clients. And so what we're doing is we're connecting them to that higher state. And then what happens is the good feeling emotions come up. You say an affirmation, and it's easier to get into that state, that feeling state of the affirmation. So I am comfortable around all animals. Well, if you're feeling comfortable in your body and you're saying those words, it's easier to connect to the emotional energetic charge of the affirmation, and then it can go into the subconscious. This is what we want to do. We want to use when we're feeling good, we want to get in that joy-filled state and then use our affirmations, because it's like the bridge. It takes the conscious words and it connects them over through the emotions into the subconscious mind. This is how I use affirmations. I use them in my sessions. I use them especially in my meditative healings, which is what I designed to help us get into a meditative state and then use affirmations. But whatever it is for you guys, outside of this process, whatever brings you joy and you get into that good feeling place, that is the time to use affirmations. But you want to use them in simple, very, very simple statements. So I am joyful. You don't want to go into a long sentence. You want it simple because it will get into the subconscious mind. You also want to be really, really conscious of not using negative statements. So, for example, I am fearless. Well, the subconscious mind only hears the word fear. Mm-hmm. And it will draw into your experience situations where you have to experience first the fear and then overcome it. Well, we would rather just draw into our experience things that don't bring us fear first. So simple, short, to the point, and we want them to be positive affirmations, meaning all words are in the positive, not in the negative. And then once you do that, you can do them in meditations, you can do them when you're out in nature, you can do them when you're doing your creative adventures, you can do it when you're doing something that's passionate for yourself. Exercise is another great one, because all these natural endorphins get kicked off into the system that make us feel good when we exercise. Another powerful time to do affirmations. But today, I'm going to connect you all to higher vibrational energy. I'm going to get you into what's called an alpha state of mind, so a relaxed state of mind. And then when we're in that place, I'm going to do some affirmation work with you guys to help elevate and take some of this intention right into the subconscious for change.
Wonderful. I love that. And I just wanted to ask you a few questions before we go into the process, because, you know, devil's advocate, sometimes, you know, questions come up that people may be having about affirmations, you know, just to clarify, you know, for some people. You know how a lot of people, they say affirmations like 100 times a day, I am a millionaire, or money comes to me easily and effortlessly, or but they're just saying it. They're not in a, you know, high vibe state. And it's just like, oh, I'm supposed to say these affirmations. I'm supposed to say them, you know, as much as possible. Why don't those work?
Well, first of all, generally when we say an affirmation over and over and over again, we kind of tune out and we don't have any connection to it. It's just a mantra now. It's just running in the back of the mind. What the intention was to say it often is with intention. Say the words and the feeling, get in the state as often as you can throughout the day. But most people do the opposite. They get into that crazy feeling or experience of just repeating, and then the mind just tunes out, and then they've lost the experience.
Absolutely. Now, what about writing down your affirmations? I know some people talk about that, you know, writing down affirmations every day, you know, 10 times in the morning, 10 times at night. For myself, none of those things have really ever worked. has that ever worked for you?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with your learning style. So, for example, some people learn and take in information more deeply by writing things down. And so those are the people that would actually benefit from something like that. But the people who do not learn from writing, then, you know, it wouldn't take it into the subconscious.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any right or wrong for one type of, you know, one way. I think you have to find what works for you. The reality is you want to at least get into a place where it feels good when you say it and you're not tuning out.
Right.
That's the whole
yeah.
point. And so whatever that is, I know for me, I love to write. And so it brings me great joy. So when I write affirmations, they help me because I love to write. I'm doing a passion. I love the art of handwriting, things like that. So that's the key, I think, that why it works for some people and it doesn't for others.
And I know for myself, I love being in a high vibe state, and then saying affirmations, they really go deep into my being, deep into my energy field. You can feel your energy shifting and changing as you're saying them or as you're repeating them, whether it's out loud or in your head. But having that emotion, having that strong feeling behind it and that high vibe energy to really amplify, I think, is what it does, those words, and starts to create that shift in the neural pathways. And it's not like, well, okay, let me ask you this question. So if I say it once in one session, is that going to truly transform my life? Or is it something like, for me, I think it's something that you do on a regular basis, you know, like whenever something is coming up for you, you know, do that affirmation. But it's not about doing it unconsciously, you know, be conscious of what you're saying, be conscious of your intent, be conscious of your feeling, right?
Well, you ask a couple different questions there. So first of all, I believe that when we're ready for change can happen in a second. I truly believe that. Second of all, I believe that anything is possible with high vibrational energy because we are the closest we are to our source. Does it mean that we don't necessarily have to do things repeatedly? No. But, you know, some people are so close to a change and, they, you know, they say the affirmation in the right state and it takes hold and their life starts to change. Other people, you know, they just need to get their elevation into their energies a little bit more and more and for them to see the changes. So I believe both are possible. And I see it all the time in the work that I do that people can make those. It's like they have an aha subconscious shift And once we really, truly shift, it is permanent.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to make people aware of the different ways that affirmations can help and the different types that are possible, right, for people. It's not always going to be one way for everybody, right?
No, you nailed it. It's not. Oh, and you know, for example, like you were saying that you don't find that affirmations work for your writing. But if you were,
well, not if I have to write 10 times, like just that becomes rote again, right? It's not like there's no feeling left in it. But if it's go ahead, once or twice, it's fine. But
right, but if you were in the right experience and you're say on a holiday and you're in the right vibration and all of a sudden you write it and then you just understand, like there's a click and an aha moment, like, oh my God, that is true. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have to do it again. And we know when we've shifted. All of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I'm done with that. And and then it takes a little while for the external world to reorganize itself to kind of support that change. But we are aware when we've made a shift, because there is this palpable emotional or spiritual energetic exchange that happens. So I believe it can happen anytime at any place.
Yeah. And when it does, it is miraculous. It is. It feels like a miracle, but then it's really not. It's like, you know, you really expressing it, you're feeling it, you're living it, you're being it, you know, and when you have that aha, it's like the veil is lifted, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So do you want to do the, because it's like, I'm excited about the the process we're going to do today. do you want to do that? And then after that, we can take some live caller questions. And then, you know, if people have more questions about the actual affirmations, we can take those questions then. What do you think?
Is there any questions that people want to just know and understand affirmations a little bit better at this point? Because if so, let's have them have a little bit more clarity so that they can really just mentally rest in the process. And if not, let's just go straight onto the process.
Okay, because we do have, you know, people with their hands raised, so I'm not sure what the questions are about. But
they haven't read it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
okay,
no
worries.
Questions. Yeah.
Why don't we just go into the process then?
Perfect. Okay. Yay.
All right. Okay, so I'm sure many of you have been on the call with me before and understand that I do work with high vibrational energy, but my work's a little bit unique in the sense that I'm working specifically with the subconscious mind. And so in order to do that, I need to set up the elements for the subconscious mind to pay attention. So I'm going to walk you through a guided visualization, which is intended to get your subconscious mind to pay attention. And this is what I do in my meditative healings events that I hold. And then what I'm going to do is when I got that place, I'm going to try and get you into what's called an alpha state of mind. When we are in an alpha state of mind, our mind is more malleable to change versus when we're in fight or flight. So I'm going to walk you through this process. There's going to be elements that might be familiar. And the reason for that is I always use the same kind of environment to create that change so that it would create safety for the mind. So if you've worked with me on any level before, either through my webinars or whatever, you'll recognize I take you to the same place, I create the same kind of environment, and the subconscious mind recognizes, oh, this is my place where I go and I do some change, and it's safe to do so. So we're going to do that now. So we're going to start by just getting nice and comfortable. And we're going to just start by taking some nice, deep, cleansing breaths. I just want you to be aware of your breath cycle. And as you do that, I'm just going to call in and connect into the energy that's going to support the group at this time. And the energy is already starting to come in for all of the participants here. You might be aware of the energy, and if you're not, don't worry about that. It's more what you notice after that is important. All right, so the energy is already starting to come in. So we're going to take our consciousness and imagine that we've traveled to a beautiful meadow somewhere. So if you've worked with me before, I will encourage you to go to the same meadow that you visit anytime you're with me in a meditative healing. And if you're new to working with me, I want you just to see, sense, or feel that you're in a beautiful meadow. This may be somewhere you've been to before, or maybe it's somewhere that's just showing up in your consciousness or awareness now. And I want you to imagine it's a beautiful, warm, sunny day. And I want you to feel the warmth of the sun on your face and your chest. All right. So the energy is just doing some work as we're doing our connection here to this meadow. It's just starting to work and moves through some anxiety that group consciousness is holding, just so that there's a little bit more peacefulness and calmness, which will make it easier to get into that alpha state of mind. I'm just seeing that being cleared out here. Excellent. All right. And so I want you to take off your shoes and your socks in your meadow, and I want you to feel that nice, beautiful, soft ground underneath your feet, making that strong connection to the earth here. I want to keep you grounded in your body so that change actually happens and occurs for you. We don't want to just change in the thought processes. We want to bring it all the way down to the cellular DNA level. And so we need to have you in your body for that to happen. Take a nice deep cleansing breath for me. There we go. We're just a new level of energy that's just dropping us a little bit deeper into our bodies here. You might notice that you're getting a little bit more settled and a little more grounded. And I want you to see on the perimeter of your meadow that there's a silver white light that's all around the perimeter. And it's releasing this like mist, this golden white mist all throughout the meadow here. Energy is just bringing a real high vibrational blessed energy. It's also protective in nature. And it's just showing the mind that this is a real safe place for creating change. And I'm getting that it's like the energy of taking you back to when you're like a baby, like that real innocence energy is what's coming up and showing up today. Just going back to the innocence of who you are before your conditioning, before your beliefs. And I want you just to hold your awareness on babies and the innocence of babies here, just so that your conscious connects into that innocence energy. So this is what's showing up in the meditative healing now, is just this innocence energy that wants to connect, which is essential for creating the change for you today. There we go. And I'm being shown, it's just like, imagine you're holding a baby in your hands, in your arms, and it's wrapped in this beautiful white blanket, and you're just going to place it down in this crib, if you will, that's in the meadow. And this baby is completely safe. It's beautiful. It's peaceful. It's relaxed. It's bringing that creative energy of what we came in with, along with that innocence pre-conditioning, that life is full of potential. There we go. And I'm feeling the heart space is starting to open here, because that potential energy, it just kind of brings back that hope that all is available to us. All right, and so now I'm being guided that we can connect directly to high source energy here. So you're going to imagine, if you will, there's this beautiful golden white light ball of energy. It's about the size of a basketball. It's about 6 feet above your head. And it's going to stay there, but it's going to pour some of this liquid healing energy down. And it's descending down into the crown chakra here. And it's just opening that crown chakra. I'm seeing that's a bit... some of the chakras of the participants are just a little bit closed, and we just want to open it up. And I'm also seeing there's a couple people where they're over open and they need to come back into balance here. This is going to help with people who have excessive raging thoughts and, you know, nightmares, those kinds of things. So we're just bringing that back into balance. There we go. Excellent. Energy is moving down into the forehead. And again, we're just bringing that chakra back into a nice balance here. And I'm getting just to guide you guys, just to swallow, kind of it affirms to the body that create that change, that shift. There we go. And take a deep breath. And then we're going to bring the energy down into the throat. And we really want to nourish this throat chakra, because when we want to say these affirmations, we want to have some energy behind them, and we want to have some real charge to the words that we speak. And we want to speak words of authentic truth, not conditioned truth, authentic truth, meaning you are a magnificent human being. You are magnificent in your abilities and your potential. and there is a creative, passionate force that's within you. That is truth that we want to awaken with these affirmations today. Separate from the conditioning and the beliefs that you might have taken on. Okay, that's opening nicely. And we're going to bring the energy down into the heart space. Okay, so the energy wants to settle in the heart here. It feels like it's like fluttering. The energy in the heart chakra is like fluttering, and it's just wanting to settle. And I'm just seeing like an image of like glass over a lake. Real smoothing out of the heart space. There we go. Fantastic. The energy is now starting to flow down into the abdominal core, going to that solar plexus. So this is where the diaphragm is, where the ribs end and the softness of the stomach begins. And we're just going to open that up so that we can really reclaim our power here, so that we can speak from an empowered place versus a victim place. We can claim the life that we're meant to live. There we go, opening that, just expanding that. I'm seeing just some beautiful energy just wanting to kind of nourish and heal this solar plexus. Now the energy is coming down deeper into the abdominal core, into the navel region. These are the two chakras that are really important for change. We often think that if we only have our crown chakra open and our third eye chakra nourished, that that's when things will, you know, we can change our thoughts and we can create and manifest. But the reality is, unless we're really grounded in ourselves and grounded in our lower chakras, it is very difficult to manifest on the physical plane. So we can use our imagination wonderfully when our higher chakras are open, but we may not necessarily actually see that imagination and all those potential and those ideas actually come to physical form. So this is very, very important for these lower three chakras to be nice and open, nice and expanded, and really, really bring your energy deep into these lower chakras. So I'm just seeing your energy being sourced back down. There we go. And it's going down now to the root chakra. We're going to ground this in. Fantastic. Energy is flowing down the legs now, the ankles, and coming out the bottom of your feet. We're making a nice strong connection to the earth here. I need to keep you grounded and centered. So remember, you're in this beautiful meadow surrounded by this golden misty energy. It's a beautiful sunny day, and you can feel this connection to the earth because your shoes and socks are off. But I also want you to imagine like a magnetic pull between your energy of your feet into the earth. Really grounding this experience in for you. And breathe. Good. Now, we're going to expand all the energy that we are just sourcing in. Again, it's above you, 6 feet above you, and just pouring energy in. And some of the energy staying as balls of light in the actual chakras to continue to work on the chakras for you. But we're also going to expand all the energy throughout the entire physical body. So you're filling up with this golden white light all the way down to every cell in the physical body, which helps all of the energy systems. And now that we're awakening all these systems, the subconscious mind is paying attention. The subconscious mind regulates all of our systems, so we don't have to think for our heart to beat. It is subconsciously happening under conscious awareness. So when you start working with the energy systems, you start influencing the organs, the digestion, the subconscious mind's paying attention because this is its arena. Excellent. We're going to expand some of that energy out into our energy field because we're more than our physical body. We're more than our thoughts. We are also our emotional experience in life, and we also are our past, present, and future. So just seeing that energy filling 6 to 8 feet around you. And I want you to imagine sitting in your meadow in a yoga position. Legs are crossed, spine is nice and straight, elongated. You're in a relaxed body posture, but you're nice and open posture here. Feeling the earth underneath you, the warmth of the sun on your face. And we're just going to take a moment just to be present here. Connect to the energy that's flowing in and around you, nourishing you, taking you back to the innocence of who you truly are. And we're going to ask you this time to awaken our truth, awaken all truths that are our divine right that we may have forgotten, left out, overridden with limiting beliefs. And we ask and intend for this energy that we're working with to help take any affirmations that are a truth for the participants on this call, for the participants listening to this recording, to receive the affirmation that best serves them, or affirmations, and to awaken it as an inner truth and take it all the way down to the cellular level, out to the expanded higher consciousness of self and everywhere in between, changing on the conscious, subconscious, and all cellular levels. And so it is. Fantastic. Holding your awareness now, we're going to do some affirmation work. You're going to hold your awareness on the base of your spine. So this is your root chakra. So I like to have my hand in that area so that I keep my awareness at the root chakra. And we're going to say some affirmations. Like we were talking about earlier in the show, we want to say it with intention and meaning. Don't just let the words come off your tongue. This is where you are going to connect into the energy, the emotion of the words, and let the energy that is working with you right now take it into the subconscious for you. So here we go. You're going to say quietly to yourself with your eyes closed, because this is an experience within yourself that we need to change. And here we go. I am safe. Take those words in. I am always safe. My life is unfolding perfectly. All is well. Take a deep cleansing breath. We're going to say those again, and with more meaning and more intention as we go deeper into this process. I am safe. Life is unfolding perfectly. And all is well. Nice deep cleansing breath. Last time for this chakra, we're going to say it again with more meaning, more intention. Connect to the energy of each word. I am safe. Feel what it would feel like in your body to be safe in life. Get into that feeling place. All is well. Relax into that knowing. All is well. And life is unfolding perfectly. Trusting in that process. So you can relax and let go. Take a nice deep cleansing breath. And so it is. Take a nice breath. Bringing your attention to your navel now. You're going to put your hand right on your navel. We're going to work with our self-esteem here. I love and approve of myself. Breathe into those words with meaning. I love and approve of myself. Big, deep, cleansing breath. I love and approve of myself. I am worthy. I am worthy. I am worthy. I am abundant. Yes, you are. I am abundant. Take that into the navel. I am abundant. Deep cleansing breath. And just let it all go. Trusting in the process. Allowing it to be. Hand on your solar plexus for me. And here we're going to take back our power. I believe in myself. I believe in the power that I hold. I take back my true power. And I am free. Take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Breathe into the thoughts, the words, the energy. I believe in myself. I believe in the power that I hold. And I take back my power now. I am free. Take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. I believe in myself. I believe in the power that I hold. I take back my power now. And I am free. Deep cleansing breath here. Feel yourself opening and expanding. Letting it settle as a new truth for you. Fantastic. Hand on your heart space for me. Working with self-love. Sharing love with the world. I am loved. I am loved. I am lovable. And I am loving. Breathe into that. You might even feel a contraction as you first say that round. Just breathe it out. Relax into those words. I am loved. Yes, you are. I am loved. Yes, you are. I am lovable. You sure are. I am loving. Yes, you are. Breathe into that. It is safe for you to share your love and to receive love with the world. I am love. I am loved. I am lovable. And I am loving. I'm feeling the most energy at this level here. It's really expanding and opening. Lots of energy swirling in that heart space to support these changes. Going to our throat now. Hand on your throat for me. I am authentically sharing who I am. I live an authentic life. I speak my truth. And it's safe to be me. Take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. This is the chakra I'm feeling the most shut down around affirmations, so I really want to rev this up. I am sharing my authentic self with the world. I live an authentic life. I speak my truth. There it goes, just starting to open. And it's safe to be me. Deep cleansing breath here. Just asking for additional energy to support the transformations and changes here. I share my authentic self with the world. I live an authentic life. I speak my truth. And it's safe to be me. Take a nice deep cleansing breath. There, I just felt a shift there. Thank you for that. Going to the third eye. My life is blessed. My mind is at peace. And I have a strong intuition. Deep cleansing breath. My life is blessed. My mind is at peace. And my intuition is strong. Take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. This is really starting to open here. Taking another round. My life is blessed. My mind is at peace. My intuition is strong. Hands up to your crown chakra now. Here we go. Really opening up to that source from within. Sourcing in information, guidance, energy, healing from that higher self, higher version of yourself. Here we go. I am one with all of life. I am connected always. I feel alive. And my entire life is expansive. Breathe into that. I live an expansive, full life. I feel alive and connected. I am one with all of life. And breathe. My life is full and expansive. I feel alive and connected. And I am one with all of life. And so it is. Take a nice deep cleansing breath. I'm going to get you to drop your arms here. We're going to source in some more energy just to help integrate these affirmations deep into the subconscious all the way down to the cellular DNA level. So we're just going to source in some more energy. It's that ball of light still 6 feet above you. It's just pouring some more energy in. This is just helping to integrate, bringing the energy all down at the crown chakra, the forehead. Energy is coming down into the throat, coming down into the heart space, the shoulders, the arms, the core. It's going all the way down into the abdominal, all the way down to the lower pelvis, down the legs. And we're just going to do a little bit of forgiveness work here. Hands on your heart space. I forgive myself and others. Forever believing that I am anything but loving, loved, lovable, anything but worthy, that I am abundant and an amazing manifester here on the planet, that I somehow need to be disconnected from my source in order to stay small and held down. I ask and intend to clear and release any unforgiveness, any emotions, energy that's blocking me from letting go of these non-truths once and for all so I can awaken to the truth of who I really am. I forgive myself and others and grace in a newer, higher consciousness supports real, lasting change on the cellular DNA level all the way throughout the conscious, subconscious, in all timelines and all aspects of self, past, present, future. I claim, source in, awaken, live, and speak the truth of who I really am, an abundant, amazing, magnificent, expansive human being with endless potential and capabilities, and that it is my divine right to share my gifts, my energy, my love, my compassion, my gentleness with the world. And anywhere I bought into the truth that I need to keep myself small and held down for others to feel comfortable in themselves, I clear this now. Release it in all time and space. As I reclaim and reopen to the truth of who I really am, separate from my conditioning. And so it is. to sit in the energy for a moment, noticing how you're feeling more settled, more grounded. You might be aware that you're more peaceful, calm. This is an indicator that the energy is in your field, assisting you, helping you at this time. Maybe you have questions or curiosities because there's been something that ignited and awakened in your consciousness that sees past the limitations of where you've been to where you can go. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes and just come back to the physical realm through your physical senses, noticing the colors in the room that you're in, sounds in your scenery, what you might be feeling or sensing in your physical body. And so it is.
Oh, that was so powerful. Thank you. So beautiful. I'm feeling, wow, as I'm sensing my energy right now, I'm so much more grounded and present and at the same time so expanded, you know. I love it. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Even my voice has changed, you know, from when we started the call.
Yeah, it's slower.
Yes.
That's good. You definitely got into that alpha state of mind. And that's really where change will happen for us, which is great.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Wow. So I'm still breathing. So I had a question from Shannon come into the Q&A, and I think you've answered it already, but just to confirm, and she's asking if you're saying it's best to do affirmations during meditation instead of randomly throughout the day.
I'm not saying it's best. I'm giving you ideas of different ways to do it. So, for example, in my meditative healings, I'm doing a guided visualization, and that's when I will do the affirmations for the group, is when they're in that alpha state of mind. Some people meditate where they're actually completely quietening the mind and having no thoughts. So in that case, an affirmation wouldn't be ideal because that's not the goal in that kind of meditation, right? But I'm just trying to share different tools that I know work with affirmations. And when you're in an alpha state of mind, that is a really powerful time to create change, especially when you have some imagery to go with it, because the subconscious mind has a different language than the conscious mind. One of the most powerful languages of the subconscious mind is imagery. So that's why in my meditative healings, I always do a guided visualization, because I'm showing the subconscious mind change through imagery. Another powerful language is high vibrational energy. And so in these healings that I do, there's the imagery, there's the energy. So those are two powerful communication tools to address the subconscious mind. And then you're using the words, which is an affirmation. You're in an alpha state of mind, and so the mind is relaxed and it's malleable, and you're able to actually make those changes a lot easier than if you're, like I was saying, in a fight or flight. But if you're in a meditative state, you may not want to do affirmations because you have a different goal or intention there. But you might have something you really enjoy doing. So I know a lot of people like to sew or to paint, and that's what brings them joy and peacefulness, and it calms the mind. That would be a really good time to do an affirmation. And if you don't want to think about it, record yourself with some affirmations that you know would be powerful, and then play them in the background. It will be taken in as you're doing what you enjoy doing. Did you mute yourself, Alara?
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and then I started talking, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm still muted. Okay. All right, so do you want to take some live caller questions?
Sure.
At this time? Sure. We'll take some questions and then we'll go from there. And I will be muting myself from time to time because there's banging going on outside.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
So we're going to go to phone number ending in 3475. 3475. Hello?
That would be me, Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Well, hi, Alara. I like your new name.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Hi again, Angie.
Hello.
Angela, hi. And I have a little bit of getting over, you know, cold and strep throat and all that. Getting better and better every day. That was fabulous, awesome, wonderful. It was just a beautiful flow throughout each chakra, and it felt true and it felt grounded. And so I don't really have a question, except for I feel that I'm in a new place in my life, and this is your work is going to help me advance, because you said earlier that we know when we're done with that, and I've had quite a few. I know I'm done with that just in the past few weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
And, yeah, and like no emotional anything attached to it, and really feeling, oh, okay, that's an old pattern. No, I'm not going there. So just very structured is the only word I can say, but yeah.
Nice. It sounds like you come back to neutral.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good place to be.
So I'm just going to keep listening and see what's here for me. But so far, it's been brilliant. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I hope you're getting better soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Caroline, I just want to say again, hopefully you got my email. I'm so sorry to hear about Merlin. Yeah. So sending you lots of hugs and love, because I know you're still going through that process.
Yeah, Angela, Merlin is, we spoke last year, I think. Merlin is my horse of 17 years, my true magician. He passed on May 7th.
Oh, I have a horse, and that just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, I am so sorry for your loss. Oh, my whole body felt that. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very, very, very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Know that he has shown me his signs, that he flies like an eagle, and that he resides with the white unicorns, and that he's here all the time. So
that's nice. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Glad to hear that. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So stay on the line, or stay on. Let's keep listening, Caroline. See what else comes through in the call. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you for today.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Wonderful. So now we're going to go to phone number ending in 1472.
Hello. Laura. Hi, Angela. This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome.
That process was phenomenal.
I'm glad you resonated with it.
Yes, at the very end, when you said drop the arms, my entire body got like fire. So it was great.
That's excellent. That's a sign that the subconscious mind was doing something.
I'm glad. I don't really have a question. I am at a place now in my life where I know that I know what I know. And I'm so ready for change, and I'm so ready to embrace and receive my blessings and my guidance for my life work. And I'm just sitting with it, and I'm watching and waiting, but I'm ready.
Excellent. That's a great place to be. You're available.
I'm available. I'm very available, and I'm so ready. I just want to be away from the United States. I want to be in an island, on an island somewhere, going where I need to go, when I need to go, to help those who are waiting for me.
Excellent. Well, keep holding the space. You keep holding the space, it'll eventually be filled.
Yes.
Beautiful. That's beautiful, Nikki. Great.
Yes, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Oh. Nice to connect with you.
Same here, thank you. Take care.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye.
Bye. Sometimes I'm too quick on that button. All right. So I had we still have more questions on the phone line, but I had a question from Shannon. After the meditative process, the meditation healing process we just did, she's saying, I am dizzy. Is that normal? And she says, every time I called upon my higher self, I felt such a strange feeling, like a heaviness, a deep feeling. It's hard to explain.
Any sensations in the physical body are normal because, again, the subconscious mind is looking after the systems. What I would recommend is just stay nice and relaxed and sit and don't have any expectations on yourself till it passes. It will pass. It's just energy that's moving. And if it's dizziness, then there's something going on in the third eye chakra. which means it's just coming into a new balance. So I wouldn't recommend jumping into a vehicle and start driving right now, because hopefully you don't need to. Just allow it to be. The more you resist it, the longer it's going to take to kind of create that shift for you. But it will subside. Drinking water is really helpful. Also, just closing your eyes and just being kind of comfortable in your body as possible, meaning sitting in a nice, comfortable position, it will start to reside. But it is a sign that something's going on in the third eye chakra. And I don't mean in a bad way, just meaning there's some shifts and changes that are happening there. And it's very, very common to have physiological sensations and experiences because, like I said, the subconscious mind regulates all our systems.
Perfect. Thank you. So we're going to take some more caller questions in just a moment, but I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about the special offer that we have. So
sure.
That Angela has for us. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. If you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Angela13. So Angela, I'm going to have you talk about it while I mute myself because there's some major banging going on at the moment.
No problem. You know what? I have to say that what I'm offering today, you are the first people on my community to hear about it. So I am launching today, officially today, my Meditative Healings Library. And I want to tell you a little bit about it. It's something that's exceptionally dear to my heart. Don't be surprised if I start crying. 7 years ago in my community, I developed my own unique form of meditation called Meditative Healings, which is a unique way to meditate using guided visualization and to speak directly to the subconscious mind. There was lots of elements in today's healing that is meditative healings. And then I started designing these meditations using high vibrational energy, and that's how they became not just a meditation, they became meditative healings. And so I started doing this, and at the time I didn't have a location to go and practice this on, but people in my community would have me come to their home, they'd get a group of people, and I would come, I would do this new form of meditation that I created, and people's lives would start to change after just being at one of them. Well, it took off. I started getting quite a huge following of people who were finding that these meditative healings were really impactful and beneficial. And we traveled all over the area that I live in, and eventually I had to get an actual location because we couldn't house it, and everybody's homes that we went to couldn't hold the people that were coming. So I did that, and I was always recording them and keeping them, and because they were unique and fun and lovely, and I get guided through the whole process. And we got this beautiful location, and it was wonderful, and it was, growing every week. It was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then something happened, and the location had to shut everything down, and it had to do with a staffing issue on their end. And about 2 or 3 days after that happened, I had this app that was storing all my meditative healings, which are usually a theme. So today's was a theme of affirmations. And this app malfunctioned, and I lost every single one of my meditations that I had created over the 7 years. And I was absolutely devastated. But when I became devastated, I was like, well, what are you going to do with them anyways? Like, really challenging myself, like, okay, this has happened, but, what were you, you've been holding these for 7 years. And that's when this idea of this library came to my mind. It just came to me. Well, I could have just put them in this library, it seems, so that people who are struggling could go and access these meditative healings anytime they wanted to, like going to the library. Well, then when the idea came and I also had lost my meditations, I was even more devastated until I realized that, thankfully, over the years, I had emailed some of the best meditations I had done to various people in my community who were struggling, and I had gifted them to them. And so when you email something, you can grab it, right? You can go back and see your sent files. Anyways, I was able to recover most of them because I had mailed them off to somebody over the years. So it took me a while, but I compiled them all together, and then I hired a professional and an audio expert. And what I wanted to do is I didn't want to recreate these healings. I wanted them to have the live energy of the group. I wanted them to have the true, authentic guidance that comes through in these meditative healings for me. And so I sent them all off to the audio expert. She cleaned them all up because it is live in order to hold that energy, but sometimes there's coughs and stuff like that. Anyways, then I had in my mind's eye exactly how I wanted this library. And so I've created 6 categories in my library. One is love and relationships. One is abundance and prosperity. One is awakening consciousness. One is self-esteem. There's one on health and wellness. And then there's one on life purpose and career. So you can go into this meditative healing library at any point. You can go into any of those sections. And under those sections, when you click it on, there are various meditations with different themes supporting that area of your life. And so I'm launching it officially today, and I'm really, really excited. It's been 7 years in the making. It is all the original energy, the original healings that I've created over the last 7 years. And so I've created one library for my entire community to go into. It's going to be, it's a subscription-based meditation, and I'm doing a special offer for this radio show where you could go in and get a year's membership for $200 Canadian to do that. And it's just, it means so much to me. Like, it's just, I love it because it's so authentic and real of the journey I've had in the last 7 years and the amount of people that I've been able to create change and transformation for. And so I just am excited to share it with you and your community. And, yeah, the official launch date is today. So I'm pretty excited. And that's the, offering that I'm bringing to the group today.
That's beautiful. Thank you. And for those of us or those of you in the U.S., I know most of you are, if you convert 200 Canadian, that comes out to $150 US. So it's even a better bonus for you if you're living in the U.S.
Yes, it is. Definitely.
I would definitely take advantage of it because I love the fact that there are so many different types of meditative healings. So that depending on what you are going through at in that moment, you can access what you need, right? It's not just
Absolutely. One
general all-purpose, right?
No, none of my meditative healings are a general. So, for example, if you want to do some forgiveness work, there is a meditation in my meditation library 100% focused on forgiveness. If you want to do some work on manifesting, really manifesting, there is a meditation in there specifically designed for that. There's endless themes. There's 24 or 28 meditations in there right now that are all theme-based. And every month going forward, there's going to be 2 brand new meditative healings uploaded every month so that the library continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, pretty much anything that you're wanting some assistance with will probably be in the library. At least if not now, it will be coming soon. And another thing I built into my library is your own private journal. So say, for example, you listen to a meditation and you have a real amazing aha moment. You have a journal that nobody can access but you, and you can write about it. And it's there in your library for you. And so that when you revisit that meditation again, you might, you know, be able to look at that and go, oh, yeah, I had that experience when I listened to that meditation. So the point is I wanted to be able to create a space because I can only work so much. And so I wanted to be able to create a space where people could get ongoing support 24 hours a day, whether they wake up at 4 a.m. I can't tell you how many people have said, oh, I wish you were with me at my house at 4 a.m. I could have used your energy because I couldn't sleep. Well, now they can. They can go in to their library and they can put on a recording and you'll fall right back to sleep, which is fabulous. So I wanted to create an opportunity that I could support people 24/7. Even though I cannot physically work that much myself.
Beautiful. I love that. And, you know, and then, you know, we have the choice of going in at any time. Do we download it or do we just listen to it in the platform? How does that work?
So it is a library you have to enter into. You'll have a membership login and you go in every time. None of the meditations are downloadable. As long as you are have a subscription, you can go in anytime as often as you want. It's built into my website for that reason. And so it's to get you into that library because that's where your journal is. All the stuff that you need to do the meditation is built into that. But it's not like you're taking something out and then having to go to another source.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And so right now it is $200 Canadian. It's a savings of 88. So normally it would be $288 for the year. And if you're in the U.S., it's like 150 or 149. So definitely take advantage of it. Take a look at it. See how it resonates with you. And like I said, the special offer is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Angela13. And Angela, how long will this special offer be available for? Because
for
I know you're just
month.
Launching it today, right?
Yeah, I'm launching it today. The special offer will be for a month, and then I'm going and doing my full launch.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Because I just wanted to be sure, because normally when we have a special offer, it's for the whole season, but I know this is time sensitive, so I wanted to put that out there at the beginning.
Yeah,
right now.
It is time sensitive. Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, and it's a great idea, great resource, great tools for people to access at any time. And we're always going through different phases and stages in our lives, you know, so there's different meditations that you can look at, listen to, and work with. And I like how you said, you know, we are working on ourselves all the time. And so these are healings that are going to help you transform your life as you move forward. So that's beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to go back to the phone lines, I think. Yes, we are. We're going to go to phone number ending in 5712. Hello.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Marlene.
Hello.
Hi. I have a good question.
I like it.
Now, yeah, I noticed when you were doing all the different, I'll call them what I say, my meditations, for my soul, and what I'm sensing in it is like, okay, each one that you were doing, we focused on a different chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now with, like, say you have an issue in your physical body, should we touch that area when we do affirmations of yours?
No, because what I was working specifically was with the chakras. And the chakras influence all of the physical cells. And so I know what, you know, I'm writing a book right now on the chakras. And so I know which energetics are needed in each chakra and which beliefs actually help to really get them thriving. And so I was specifically working with the chakras, not a physical ailment, even though the chakras are going to trickle down to creating some change on the physical level. But that's the level I was working on.
Okay. Yeah, because I noticed we were doing, you know, mental, you know.
We were doing affirmations.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we're doing it for our mental selves, right? And
no, we were doing it to put in a belief into the chakras.
Yeah. And, well, I'd say our mental body needs to hear it and receive it, you know, into those chakras. But when it's a physical condition, how do we do that? Like say,
so you're asking.
Know,
so now you're asking separate from what I did today. You're asking how do you use an affirmation for a physical symptom?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, then you need to understand the physical symptom and what beliefs might actually be impacting it, and then create an affirmation that will support that physical symptom actually reversing.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, and we don't need to touch that area. Then we just need to do your affirmations.
Okay, so again, if you're talking about the process I just did, I wasn't working with physical ailments per se. I was working with the chakras, but separate from what I just did, if you're doing affirmations to yourself, then yeah, you can definitely hold your hand or your awareness in the physical ailment area that you're addressing.
Okay, in your library, are there affirmations for health too? And
yes, there's health and wellness. There's a health and wellness section.
Awesome. Yeah, because I work with all the areas, so I'm like, I want to cover the whole entire being of myself.
Fantastic.
Perfect. Yeah, great question, Marlene. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both.
Thank you. All right, let me just see how we're doing. How are we doing? All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 2406.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Laura. And Angela, thanks again for that powerful healing meditation. I almost feel like I don't remember what it was like to be born, but I feel like I was rebirthed. or have life was very powerful.
Nice.
And you mentioned you work with a subconscious mind, and I was just wondering, what about the unconscious mind? Do we need to work with the unconscious mind? Does that affect us too, or what's the difference?
So the subconscious mind is like the umbrella of all the unconscious parts of the brain underneath it. So imagine the subconscious is like that umbrella, and everything underneath it is your unconscious mind. So it's just technical wording. But yes, unconscious, subconscious, it's just all of it's below. So sub meaning below consciousness. So consciousness is you're aware of the thoughts that you're currently having.
Okay. So subconscious includes the unconscious. Okay.
Yes.
That really clarifies, because I've been kind of leery of the unconscious mind that, just because, it's just hard for me to conceive, you know, why I would have certain beliefs and then my either subconscious or unconscious mind would have totally maybe opposite beliefs that I'm not aware of. And
this is the thing, you know, I truly believe that a lot of people have given the subconscious or unconscious, whatever word you want to use, a bad rap. But you got to understand what the subconscious is. The subconscious mind is designed to keep you safe. It's designed to keep you alive. Makes sense. It's running all of your system. So why would it have any beliefs that are going to be contrary to you not surviving? But the problem is the subconscious mind, because of its conditioning, sometimes only allows us to just survive, let alone thrive, right? And it's just because it's had conditioning. You know, no, don't do that. You can't have that. If you eat that, it's going to cause harm. Whatever it may have been that was conditioned into the subconscious. But I can tell you right now, the subconscious mind wants you to thrive. It wants you to thrive. And so it will bring into your experience where your limitations are. People think of it as I'm being punished or I'm having bad experiences. Well, actually, it's bringing those experiences into your life as an opportunity to move through them, to transform them, to change them. So here's an example. We don't ever get past our fears by avoiding them, ever.
Mm-hmm.
We get over our fears by moving through them. Well, what brought those experiences into our life? The subconscious. So it's designed to say, hey, this is where we're being limited here. So you're going to have to move through this and so that we can transform and change this and get to the other side. So I hear the leeriness about the subconscious, but I assure you, it wants you to thrive. It wants you to have amazing long life because it's designed to keep you alive. This is why it kicks into fight or flight when it feels threatened, because it doesn't want you to die. It doesn't want you to be harmed. So think of it as your friend that also is saying, hey, I'm going to just, you know, nudge you here where you need to let go of some beliefs that are not real or you've grown past. So I have a different perspective of the subconscious mind, but I think it's from studying it for almost 20 years and understanding what it's truly here to do for us.
Thank you so much for saying that. That is so enlightening, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. It gives me a huge sigh of relief.
My pleasure.
Sure. Thank you. Great question. I'm glad you asked that question because I'm sure others have that same question as well. So thank you.
It is a really great question. And, yeah. You know, it does come up often in my work because people, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of modalities out there that are actually pretty hard on the subconscious mind versus recognizing where its power is and where it might be disempowered and helping it. So it is part of us. It's like rejecting us.
Yeah,
When we're not embracing all aspects of ourselves, we're rejecting a part of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Our subconscious mind is not something foreign to us. It is us. It just has some conditioning. But it is here to keep us safe and keep us alive.
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you. All right. We're going to take two more quick questions. Phone number ending in 9994. 9994. I'm going to
mute
you.
I like the numbers.
Yeah. Hello. Hi. Who's this?
Yes. My name is Naoko.
Hello.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Yes. The first, I'd like to say thank you about the meditation, because during you, while you were conducting the meditation, I had a huge releasing about people's energy, because in past days I was so frustrated, like why I couldn't move forward. but your meditation helped me release a lot of the people, the stuff, including angers or everything. So first, I'd like to say thank you. Yes.
Excellent. Well, that's what your system needed and took from the energy. That's fantastic.
Yes, thank you very much. And then also, my question is, I said that, yes, I like to move forward. And at this moment, I like to move out from Los Angeles to another city. And right now, I do have two part-time jobs, but because of the Memorial holiday, it's coming. So my job, two part-time jobs are going so slow. But I like to move forward, so I really appreciate if you can help me out.
Okay, so what's your question?
Yeah. Okay, my question is, I like to move forward, and then I just feel stuck. But despite of all my effort, I like to know that I'm doing okay.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying is you're just wanting some further support. Let this process that you went through just do its thing, okay? You just got the energy into your field. It takes some time. You had a release, which means that there is some energy moving forward. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a release, okay? And just try to not think of it. So, for example, you have a statement you're telling yourself, I'm stuck. I'm just stuck. I'm just stuck. You said it probably three times. So what would be an affirmation you can use to kind of say, all right, I'm starting to move forward. I am now moving forward. Using that affirmation, because the more you tell yourself that you're stuck, the more you're going to be in a stuck place. You have energy that's in your field. It is working with you. It's supporting you. Now you need to chase it with an affirmation that's going to get you out of this place of being stuck. So I am moving forward. That's your affirmation.
Yes, thank you. I needed to listen because in the past days, it's like I was cursing myself, and I just needed to stop it.
Well, we all get in our own way once in a while, but we don't stay there forever, so that's good.
But thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And that is a great affirmation. I am moving forward, right?
Well, I am, meaning it's happening now versus or I want to or I'm going to be. Again, that's not moving forward, right?
That's right. Okay, so we're going to go to phone number ending 8299. Hello.
Excellent. Yes, hi. This is Kyler. Thank you for taking my call. yes, I was wondering if you maybe have any words of affirmation. Where I've been staying, I'm not going to be able to stay here anymore, and I'm not even sure which direction to go, what city to go, and I guess it's been a little overwhelming today, and I'm doing my best to stay grounded, to feel safe, and to just try to have a clear mind so that I could hear guidance of what's the best thing to do.
So what's getting in the way of the guidance is the fear that you're not safe, okay? So you need an affirmation that's going to undo that. So what I would recommend is my future is safe and secure.
Okay.
And that will help you trust in the process. Or you can even use the words, I trust in the process. You've got to undo whatever's getting in your way, which is the fear. Okay, so that's what's blocking you. And so either of those affirmations, or use both, but use them at different times. I trust in the process. All is well. My future is safe and secure. Those would be the three I would use for you.
Okay. That does sound good. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. And those are affirmations that we can all use for ourselves when we are feeling like this. So thank you so much for that. That way we get to hear more of the affirmations we can use.
It's good.
Wonderful. Oh, I hear somebody laughing or... I think laughing. wonderful. Great questions, you know, and that's what I really appreciate is having these wonderful questions from people. And, you know, and they really felt the experience of that beautiful meditative healing that we did today. And so, you know, stay in that energy. Go back and listen to this recording again and also take a look at Angela's special offer where she has even more, a lot more meditative healings that you can use to help you move forward in your life, to help you get unstuck, to help you, you know, in different areas. And that, again, is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Angela13. All right. Was there anything that we missed today? I think we covered quite a bit of what we were going to cover today. Right, Angela?
Oh, yeah. It was great. Definitely.
Yeah, so any last words of wisdom that are coming through from you for everybody about using affirmations, about moving forward in our lives, about being in this high vibe state?
Well, practice it often. Meaning, you know, I really do encourage you. One of the things that's hard for affirmations, people don't remember to do them. So I link my affirmations that I do either when I'm in a meditation myself, because that's my field, or when I'm, like I said, when I'm running. So those two things, I just remember to do my affirmations. So find something that speaks to you, calls to you, brings you joy, brings you passion, brings you energy when you're doing it, and that would be a really great time to do the affirmations. I would do one or two or three affirmations for that day, and that's it. And let it kind of go deeper and deeper. And then when you feel, you'll just know when you're done with that affirmation, you replace it with a new one. And, you know, we're speaking to ourselves all the time, and it's often not the nicest stories we're telling ourselves. So we are already talking to ourselves. This is an intentional way to start talking to ourselves with more gentleness, more compassion, more confidence, more trust in the process. And when, like I said, it's like linking it to something that you already enjoy and you feel good and you're doing it. That's a good time to remember to do your affirmations.
Thank you. I love that. Great idea. And I love how you said, you know, only do like two or three affirmations per day. Don't do like 100, you know. And we don't have to do them all in a meditative state, but we can do them whenever we are feeling joyful, whenever we're feeling expansive. It could be during exercise. It could be when we're cooking, even if we really enjoy cooking. Obviously, I think you all know I do not. But that is an area where, you know, people do get a lot of joy from is cooking, right? So whatever, you know, however you can do it. And like Angela said, you only need to do two or three. And then you'll know when you're done, and then pick another one if you want, right? See what's going on in your life and what needs some support, you know, and that's what these affirmations do. They support that change, that transformation.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much. This was absolutely such a powerful call. I knew it would be. It always is. And, you know, such a transformative call. And like I said, go back and listen to this recording, take a look at Angela's wonderful library of resources. You're going to love it, because I love the fact that there's all those meditative healings, but there's also that journal so that you can keep track of what you're working on, how you're progressing, and just basically how you're feeling on a certain day. Sometimes it really does help to write it down, to get it out of your energy body and out of your system, you know, so that you're not stewing in those energies for too long. So definitely take a look at that. So wonderful. Thank you so much, Angela. I loved it.
My pleasure. Yeah. My pleasure. Well, thank you, everybody. It was great to connect with you all. And I hope wherever you are in the world that you have a nice sunny day in reality, not just in your meditation. So enjoy the rest of your day.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I love you. I look forward to our next call. And until then, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye for now.